Thank you very much. That's a Paraguayan harp classical song, and a lot of people don't always realize that in South America the harp is very popular, especially in Paraguay and Venezuela. Yeah. The next one I wanted to do, the image, Sheep May Safely Graze. For me, it's always been just such a comfort to realize Christ is our Heavenly Father and as the Good Shepherd and how He watches over us. A little bit here. Okay, normally I play a harp that's about 6 feet tall and has a gold column on it, and there was no way we could stuff that in the luggage compartment and in the bus and everything else. So this is my Celtic harp that I brought up, and gives me a good chance to do some of the Irish music that is so much a part of this instrument. The first one I wanted to do is O'Carolan's Welcome. O'Carolan was probably one of the most famous Irish harpers. We have over 200 of his songs that we still have today. When he was 17, he became blind from smallpox, and so they felt that a harper was an appropriate occupation, as they called him in Ireland. So he was given a harp, a horse, and a guide, and he toured around the Irish countryside singing and playing his songs. So this is O'Carolan's Welcome. Set on here, right? Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Now, in ancient Ireland, since they didn't have telephones and newspapers and all that stuff, a little bit like we're up here. Anyway, they had the harpers go around to give the local news to the castle and tell what was going on. And in order to pass the test to be a harper, there were three different types of songs you had to be able to play. The first one was something to make people laugh or dance, to make them happy. So, I'm going to need your help with this one. I need some hands here. You might have to, just don't get popcorn all over. The second type of song they needed to be able to play was something to make the people cry. And one of my early harp jobs was on the Mississippi River in Wisconsin at an Irish restaurant called Ed Sullivan's. And when I was hired for this job, he said that it was on one condition. I had to be able to learn to play Danny Boy. And I remember as I was learning this and looking at the words, I was touched by how sad the song really was. Turning all these little levers here the harp is, this particular harp is tuned in the key of C, and if I want to play in anything but C, these little levers raise it a half step, so you have to get the right combination of levers there. Now on the big pedal harp, there are pedals on the back, and you can push pedals to get the different keys, so that you can, that's a little easier, you can change it while you're playing. Now the last type of song that the harper needed to be able to play was something at the end of the evening after people had laughed and sang and cried and danced, something to be able to make them rest. And I guess as I was thinking about this, I thought that, you know, it's only in Christ that we really can experience the peace and the rest that there's no other way to know about. And it's the song that I found myself kept thinking about was Be Thou My Vision. And as I looked into it, the Irish melody that it comes from, it's called Slain. Now, the Irish melody is a very, very old melody, and it was named for this hill in Ireland near Tara, where Slane was the place where St. Patrick, when he went to Ireland, and lit the Paschal fire on Easter's Eve. This, and then challenged the Druid priests and the High Kings of Tara, and in essence brought Christianity to Ireland. I was touched as I looked at his life. Here was a man who had been taken as a young boy as a slave to Ireland and had received very, you know, after being a slave there, that would probably be the last place in the world you'd want to return to. But when he became a Christian, that was the first place he wanted to return to share the gospel of Christ, was in Ireland. Enjoy coming to a spot like this where it's a chance really you can spend some time praying and reading your Bible or getting closer to God and kind of some of those things we call our mountaintop experiences. And I know I come back refreshed and, okay, Lord, how can I go forth in your name to really serve you, to be your witness in this world? And inevitably, about that time, I'll be walking into my kitchen and I'm greeted with the mountaintop experience of my dishes. And it's like, Lord, this wasn't quite what I had in mind. But there's a song that I ran into that's meant a lot to me that kind of has made me look at that a little bit differently. The song, I Love You, Lord, which I'm going to ask you to sing with me. The words are printed in the little bulletin there. I found out that the lady who wrote this, Lori Klein, she wrote this while she was washing dishes. And how amazing if we can take those everyday experiences that often we don't even like doing, but if we can do them to the glory of God, how it can become a time of wonder, of growing, even a time of worship. Is a very special song to me. When I was in eighth grade confirmation, I don't remember what we talked about that day in Sunday school, but I do remember at the end of Sunday school, our teacher said, instead of doing a closing prayer today, I want you to, we're going to sing Spirit of the Living God. And as you sing this song, I want you to pray it. This is our prayer. And really ask God's Spirit to come upon each of us and to really mold and direct your life. I don't know if she realized what a gift she gave me that day. There's so many times I haven't known how to begin to pray or what to say that I found myself praying this and singing this song. And through the years, I've changed it a little bit from the original melody. One time I know it was a particular strength to me. I was teaching school for a while and had particularly hard class. And teaching school is always hard for me. And I'd wake up in the morning with this knot in my stomach, like, how am I going to face these kids today? And I found this neat church down the street, around the corner from the school, that was open for prayer. And I would stop in there for 5 or 10 minutes, and I'd often sing or pray this song. And that was all it took for me to feel the weight lifted off my shoulders and the knot unwind from my stomach. And then it's like, okay, Lord, I can do this. And then I knew I wasn't alone as I continued on that day.
Spirit of
I'm going to now go back south of the border a little bit here for La Paloma.
Thank you.
at this time, I'd like to invite, I see at least a few kids here. If some of the kids would like to come closer, or anyone who wants to come a little closer, and you can come sit down here and I'll tell you a little bit more about the harp here and you can take a closer look at it. Great, come on. Great, just grab a seat here. All right. Okay, take a look here. Do you notice anything about this harp? Say, take a look at the strings first. Yeah.
It has red.
Right, it's got different color strings. The red ones you see here are C, and this, it's kind of a black or blue. Those are F, so we've got C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. So it'd be like all the white notes on the piano. And then I said, here's how I get my sharps if I want to change. This changes it up and back like that. And what about the size? Do the strings look the same here?
No.
What else is different about them?
The size.
Yeah. Okay, we got a low one down here, and then we got a little short high one up here, don't we? Okay, often when you're learning to play, how many people play the piano here? Okay, a couple of you, good. Often when you're learning to play the piano, they usually start you on middle C. That's a pretty important note. And here on my harp, here's middle C. And it's, you know what, I'm going to come back to that later. I got ahead of myself. Okay, one time I was at a camp, and I was supposed to give a talk about the body of Christ. And I was looking for something to illustrate a little bit what the body of Christ was like. And all of a sudden, I got really frustrated and couldn't figure out what to talk about. So I sat down and started practicing. I thought, oh, I'll worry about it later. And as I was practicing, I looked at my harp and I thought, you know what? This is a little bit like the body of Christ in that every single string on here is different. They're different shapes, sizes, lengths, sounds. They all sound different, just like each one of you is different. Every one of you is different in some way or another. There's no one exactly alike. And God in his wisdom kind of created us all that way. But when all these strings work together is when we can get a beautiful sound. Okay, now I'll go back to our middle C. If I decided that this was the most important note and all the notes should be like middle C and decided to play a piece on middle C, do you guys like that? It's really boring, isn't it? Well, I guess God in his wisdom decided that we needed to be different too and that's how he could work his will best. Okay, now, if coming up the lake and throwing the harp on the boat and everything else, it tends to get out of tune. And if I didn't tune it, I don't think any of you would want to listen to this harp tonight. It would sound awful. So I have, kick it over here. I have this little thing that I take and I go over here and I try to tune up the strings to keep it in tune. Now, as part of Christ's family, we kind of need to keep ourselves in tune with Christ too. Can anyone think of some ways that you might be able to keep in tune with Christ? Yeah. By praying, that's a great way. Yeah. Loving other people, that's a wonderful way. Can you think of some others, too? Sure. Okay, singing is praise. That's wonderful. Yeah. Okay, sharing our love. Great, you know. And by reading our Bible, by worshiping. These are all ways we keep in tune with God, just like I have to keep my harp in tune. There's a song I wanted to sing that's, you'll find in your bulletins there, We Are All One in Christ. And you guys are going to recognize the melody, I think. Let me play part of it here. Let me turn all the levers first here. Well, not quite all of them. Keep working it. Okay, I got them turned. There. Okay, I'm going to play the first part and see if you guys recognize it. What song is that? Edelweiss, right. So everybody knows the tune. It goes, we are all one in Christ, part of his wonderful family, through the water and the word. Remember how you were baptized into God's family? And how that part, he adopted us all as part of his own. So if everyone will join with me, please. We are all one in Christ, part go back to your seats. Oh, real quick, were there any questions you had before you go back? Yeah. Well, I do it by the string. I know that that's a C string, so I turn the C knob, depending on which ones need to be sharpened. Okay. Any other questions? All right. If you have questions later, feel free to ask me, okay? Go ahead and back to your seats. Thanks for being such a good group there. There we go. Well, one Old Testament person I guess I've always felt a special interest in, of course, is David. Sometimes when I get frustrated with the harp and say, oh Lord, why am I doing this? I find myself reading Psalms and keep running into sing to the Lord, praise him with the harp, and think, okay. here was a guy that knew how to sit out in the field and praise God while he was tending sheep. And through that, the Lord works some mighty, mighty miracles. The next song, The Warrior is a Child, reminds me of David and how here they had the whole Israeli army there standing and trying to get somebody to fight Goliath, and no one was willing to do it. Here's this little boy with a slingshot who's the only one willing to go forward, but he knew where his strength was. He knew that it wasn't in himself. He knew that his strength was in the Lord, and how we can go forth in God's name and do things that we could never do in our own name. In the second verse, there's a line that especially means a lot to me. It talks about how sometimes people think, oh, I'm so brave, I never faced retreat, but they don't see the enemy that lays me at his feet. How when we do go forth in Christ's name, there are going to be times we're under attack by people around us, circumstances, sometimes even Satan himself. But if we know where to go, if we know to fall on our knees before Christ, then he'll give us the strength to keep going.
I've been winning battles left and right, but even winners may get wounded in a fight. People say that I'm amazing, strong beyond my years, but they don't see the enemy that lays me at his feet. They don't I fall down. They don't know who picks me up when no one is around. I drop my sword and cry for just a while, 'cause deep inside this armor the warrior is a child. Best. But even soldiers need a quiet place to rest. People say that I'm amazing, strong beyond my years, but they don't see inside of me I'm hiding all my tears. They don't know that I go running home when I fall down. They don't know who picks me up when no one is around. I drop my sword and I cry for just a while, 'cause deep inside this armor the warrior is a child. People say that I'm amazing, never face retreat, but they don't see the enemy that lays me at his feet. They don't know that I go running home when I fall down. They don't know who picks me up when no one is around. I drop my sword and I look up for a smile, 'cause deep inside this armor the warrior is a child.
David, the man after God's own heart, that, you know, the golden heir of Israel, and he, yet the times, I guess I'm struck by his life, that when he had his eyes on God and was serving God, what mighty things he was able to do, but when he took his eyes off the Lord, how far he was able to fall, how he was able to get caught up so easily into adultery and murder and the whole gamut of things that went with that. And I guess I'm struck how important it is for me to keep my eyes on God daily. It's so easy to stray off in different directions. And the psalm that I love, the psalm he wrote, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord," he realized when he did fall where he needed to go, that he needed to turn to God, and that God would be there and God would hear him. And what a comfort that is.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. From your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your Spirit free. Create
in David's time too, if I blew it, or I would need to go to temple and bring my little lamb or bring my doves or something like that to sacrifice, to offer a blood offering. And how I realized that I don't have to do that because of Christ's blood that was shed for me. Sometimes it's easy to forget or think that I really didn't need that. You know, I'm not that bad. But then I realize how special and how much he loved me and how he was willing to sacrifice his own life for me.
Your only son knows sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk along this guilty sod and to become a lamb. Thank you.
I'd like you to join me in the last song. It's in your hymn book on 221, Sent Forth by God's Blessings. Thank you. Okay. When I was in the gift store today, I do have a, he asked me if I was going to do any Christmas songs, so I'll do a Christmas song for you for this one. Let's see, getting the right key here.
Shepherds watch, to whom angels sing.
Thank you.